This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Emily Heath is senior pastor at the Congregational Church in Exeter, and she recently returned from a trip to her hometown, Orlando, Florida. She was among five New England responders to provide what she calls spiritual first aid to people dealing with trauma in the wake of the shooting. Emily Heath joins me now to discuss her experience in Orlando. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So what was it like to be there on the ground with those folks helping them out?
We were in a variety of settings over the few days that we were there. Some of the time we spent down at the vigil site, talking to people who had lost friends, lost family members, and just needed someone to talk to and someone to pray with or someone to just give them a hug or sit with them. Other times we were trying to observe what was going on in the wider area so that we could bring back the message of what we could do to help to churches here in New England.
Are there any interactions you had while in Orlando that stay with you now and stick in your memory?
One of the most moving experiences I had was a gathering of the Latino groups in Orlando talking about what this response was going to be. This was primarily the Latino community that was targeted. I believe it was 96% of the victims were Latino and most of the survivors. And so there is a need for that community in particular to reach out and respond. And so to have all these groups talking about how do we get bilingual counseling, how do we get cultural competency around LGBTQ issues, how do we make sure people know we're affirming, it was a really wonderful thing to see a community coming together like that.
Mm-hmm. What ways did they say New England churches could be helpful going forward?
I think that this is going to be a long-term recovery process for them. And my sense was they didn't need people so much. They didn't need people to go down there from this point on. They really need to find ways to help people who are there to get to trauma specialists who are already in Orlando. And in particular, we have to make sure that we're helping the Latino community to be able to do the work they want to do to respond to this trauma.
You were there for a variety of reasons, one of which was that you have experience dealing with trauma. Put this trauma in perspective for us. I mean, how does this compare to other things that you've seen in your career as someone who's helped people with trauma?
I started my career as an emergency room chaplain in a level one trauma center. And so in situations like that, you're responding to only one or two, maybe three victims. I've responded in the wake of natural disasters, and that's something entirely different as well. But this was one man killing 49 people, and that's something this country's never seen. And so when you just think about that level of trauma, 49 families, 49 sets of friends, it is unbelievable in its scope, and it's going to take years for this community to recover. It's unlike anything I ever saw.
What are people asking you? People who know that you just went to Orlando and are coming back, and how are you responding to those questions?
A lot of people are just asking what it was like. They were asking, like you did, what you can do to help. My church has been incredibly supportive. A lot of people not in the church have wondered, you know, the church doesn't always have the best relationship with LGBTQ people. Was our presence really welcome and helpful? And in situations like that, I think that churches that are truly affirming, churches that can say, we love you exactly as you are. You don't need to change. We support all your rights. Having that kind of spiritual response in place is so crucial.
Is there anything else that you think people should know about with respect to your visit and about this tragedy in general?
I think that we haven't even begun to understand the scope of this. And, you know, it's not a matter of comparisons. It's not a matter of seeing who has the highest death toll, but just as Newtown is still defined almost 4 years later, Orlando is going to be defined by this for some time. And I think the LGBTQ community and the Latino communities are going to be defined by this for some time as well. And a year from now, when we're done with the interviews, they're still going to need help.
Well, Pastor Emily Heath, thank you very much for coming in and speaking about this very difficult subject.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.